Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Key. May I please have the zip code?
Hi, Key. Yes, ma'am. Say what now?
May I please have your zip code to pull up the account?
28412.
28412. Your first and last name?
Magdalene Myers, M-Y-E-R-S.
Thank you for that. And for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address for me?
1116 Petite Court.
Yes, sir. I was able to pull your account. It is showing that you made the purchase for our NutriSlim Keto and the Cleanse back on May the 8th. That product was on a 14-day trial to try it out. If you did not like it, you're supposed to call back in to cancel that trial, or you'll be billed the original cost and signed up on a monthly subscription. How may I help you today, sir?
Yeah, the issue is my wife has Parkinson's, and she has issues with issues. She ordered this product, and her Parkinson's doctor said she should not take the medicine, the prescription, mm-hmm. whatever it is. And I could not find anything on the package. I couldn't find a bill. I couldn't find anything when it came in the mail to call, contact anybody. So I just was looking through my bills, and I saw that I got billed like $92 and $91 for product. So I'm disputing that. So far, it hasn't come in the mail. I assume it's on the way in the mail. I think it said it was May the 26th is when I was billed, or she was billed. I need to stop that.
Okay, sir. So we can get this account canceled out so that she's not billed or shipped any more of these products. Now, I do have to ask, have you already filed the dispute with your bank, sir?
No, I started to do it, and then some of the information said, have you contacted the vendor? And so I thought, well, I'll contact the vendor and try to resolve it with you guys first. So.
Okay, sir.
Does that make sense? That makes sense.
Yes, sir, I do understand. But I would like to let you know that if you do go through a dispute, they will contact us and we'll provide them the information to show the product was initially ordered.
Now, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble here understanding you. Say it again.
I'm sorry. I stated that I have to inform you that if you do dispute this charge, they will contact us and we'll provide them with the information to show the product was initially ordered by you. So then they'll request you to pay the full charges. Now, we could offer you a 50% refund on those charges.
What are you saying now?
I offered you a 50% refund on the last two charges.
Okay, so to do that, that's going to get my wife out of the product being shipped anymore. Is that correct? Because she
that
can't
is,
use it. She
that is correct, sir. We do understand that we won't ship her any more of the product. Due to you stating doctor order, we'll cancel out the account. She won't receive any more of the products. We're offering you a 50% refund at the courtesy.
Okay. All right. And I suppose what she must have done over the phone, because I think she ordered this over the phone, is somebody must have said she had a 14-day trial period or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. She agreed to those terms and conditions. Yes, sir.
So she was explaining those terms and conditions because I've asked her about it, and she was totally clueless about that, which
yes, sir.
Might have something to do with her Parkinson's. I don't know.
Yes, sir. Our product isn't purchased over the phone, though. It's online.
Oh, does she do it online? Okay.
Yes, sir.
So I guess that information must have been in a I don't know because I wasn't involved with
yes,
it.
Yes, sir. I'll send you the webpage if you'd like to see it at the bottom of it.
No,
I believe what you're saying.
I believe what, mm-hmm. I believe that she agreed to something, but she was totally unaware of it. So I guess taking 50% off is better than nothing, right?
Yes, sir. I do understand.
Okay.
So I processed a 50% refund. I got this account canceled out so she won't be able to ship any more of these products.
All right. Now, am I correct in that the product probably has this extra product was shipped already?
Yes, sir.
It was shipped, okay, because it hasn't. I went to the mailbox today just picking up mail, and I didn't see anything. So I guess it'll show up in the mail.
Yes,
and
sir.
I can maybe give it to friends and relatives. Or who knows?
Yes, sir. You could give it away. Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, ma'am. Can you send me a confirmation of what we decided?
Yes, sir.
Here?
You have a confirmation email confirming the refund is on the way and your account is canceled out.
All right. Now, what email address do you have for me?
The email I have on file is life7@earthlink.com.
No, I can't believe she did that. Okay. Can I give you another one, please?
Yes,
she doesn't
sir.
Even know how to get to that account. It's Jim, V as in Victor, just the V, M-Y-E-R-S, at earthlink, E-A-R-T-H-L-I-N-K, .net.
So that was Jim, like J-I-M.
Correct.
V as in Victor.
Yes, ma'am.
Then M-Y-E-R.
Yes. M-Y-E-R-S.
Thank you for that. And it was at earthlink.net.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that. So I did update that email address.
Okay.
And you will receive the confirmation email to that email address. And is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling Customer Care. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Bye-bye.